to today's Easter devotion as we consider the events leading up to and after Jesus' death. I wonder if you knew that you were going to die and you had one evening, one meal left with the people that you loved, what would you want to communicate to them? Jesus had taken very special care over this evening. Its location was a secret, even from the 12. Probably so Judas couldn't let that information go to the authorities. But he wanted it to be a special meal. And he starts the evening by taking off his robe and going round and washing each of their feet. Now, I was trying to think of a comparable task in my culture and I couldn't come up with one. So I have to use my imagination, go back in time and consider what it was that they, how it was that they lived and what washing their feet would mean. So it was a hot climb, it was dusty, it would be dirty, there'd be animal dung around and they had open toe sandals. So there was absolutely no doubt that to wash somebody's feet was a dirty, smelly job. And actually, they all probably hoped that somebody else would do it. It did need to be done, but hopefully somebody else will do it. And here is Jesus washing their feet. It occurred to me that this job would have been done daily, maybe even more often than that. For the last 3 years that they'd been together, and there's no record of Jesus ever washing their feet before. So why now? Why on this occasion has Jesus decided that he's going to wash their feet? One thing's very clear. The whole event, as recorded in John 13, 1 to 17, was very, very awkward. Everybody felt awkward. And Peter, in the narrative, makes it very clear how awkward he felt about it. I should imagine Judas was feeling pretty awkward as well. Anyway, after he's washed their feet, Jesus gets his robe back on, he sits at the table and he's saying, there's something very important that I want you to remember. And that's the fundamental place that a life of serving others has in the kingdom of God. And he says to them in verse 14, if I then, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. He's explaining there's no hierarchy in the kingdom of heaven. Our value is not determined by what we do or our status. Instead, each of us should be living for the benefit of others. And actually, when Jesus was summarising his whole mission in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, he says, but the Son of Man, meaning him, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In verse 17 of John 13, Jesus says, now you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. It's a knowing and doing thing. The blessing comes as you do. The danger comes when you know and you don't do. So the meal moves on and we're on to the actual reason that they've all come together. It's the annual festival that celebrates the Exodus from Egypt. Actually, it was known as the Day of the Lord. That's what the Israelites used to call it. Or sometimes just the day. The day when God brought his people out of slavery and into freedom under his authority. So for the full story, you'll need to read Exodus chapter 15 through to 13. But particularly chapter 12 when it explains about the Passover meal. Specifically, the meal is to remember that there was a judgment coming over Egypt and over every household, over the Egyptians, over the Israelites, and over any other nation that was there. There was a price to be paid, and the price was the life, a life, the life of the firstborn son, and no one could avoid that judgment. but God made it possible for a substitution to be made. And by taking an innocent, perfect lamb, killing it, and putting the blood around the doorposts of your house, it showed that the price had already been paid in that house. So when the judgment came over Egypt, and it was visited on every house, it didn't go in and take a life if the house had the blood already on the doorpost. Instead of going in, it passed over. It was the Passover. The substitution of the lamb for the human was available to all, whether Israelite or Egyptian or any other nation, but it required action on their part. Just being an Israelite did not save you from this judgment. The judgment was coming. A substitution could be made, but it required action. And after the judgment and substitution came the freedom to live in relationship and under the rule and reign of God. The day of the Lord. Interestingly, later prophets, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Zephaniah, they also talked about the day of the Lord. So although it was something that happened in history, for them there was another fulfillment to come. And Peter and Paul, they both talk of the day of the Lord, the day when judgment will come. And there is to be a judgment for all. But there is a substitution available for all. But it requires action. And finally, Jesus, after the meal was finished, he took some bread, and it would have been flat because it was, after all, the feast of the unleavened bread when there was no yeast around. And he took some wine, and he wanted to give them new significance. The symbolic meal that they were at, the Passover, was about to find its fulfillment in Jesus. And he wanted to give them something else that would help them remember him and what was about to happen. And so in Luke 22, we're told, Jesus took some bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this and eat it in remembrance of me." And in Matthew, we're told that when he took the blood, took the wine, he said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins." So I asked you, if you had a last meal with loved friends, what would you want to communicate to them? Memories and influence are what we leave behind when we die. Things to remember, that we've done things together, and the daily impact of that person's life, and that daily impact that that person has had on our lives. So maybe today you want to take some time to consider one of these three events that I've told you about today, of these events on the very last evening that Jesus had with his disciples. You might want to see in your imagination Jesus washing their feet. Consider what that meant at the time and ponder what that means for you now. Or you might want to see the Passover meal. Consider what it meant. All the symbolism, importance that it was for the Jewish people, and also ponder that it speaks of judgment and substitution and freedom to live under the authority of God. Or maybe you want to see the bread and the wine and consider the significance Jesus gave to that. and ponder that what that means for you today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, this evening with your disciples must have been hard for you. You knew what was coming for you, and still your primary concern was for your disciples. What an amazing God of love you are. Help us as we seek to learn from you. Holy Spirit, speak to us as we ponder Jesus today. Let's say the grace together. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.